Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Well, here's a musical treat for you. Flip Grater is an Auckland-based singer-songwriter whose third album, While I'm Awake, I'm at War, defies pigeonholing, but if I had to give it a go, I'd call it melancholic. I'd call it alt country or even folk pop, but most of all, I'd call it quite simply beautiful.
After the scene, I was walking.
Flip's new album is in my hot little hands, and Flip Grater's hot little hands are clasped in her lap across the desk from us now. Hi, Flip.
Hello.
What a lovely album.
Thank you very much.
I've only had it for a couple of
days. Little description of
that. I've only had it for a couple of days, but I've listened to it to and fro on planes and in the car and stuff like that, and it's lovely.
Thanks. I worked really hard on it, and I've always been really looking forward to my third album. In my mind, that was going to be quite an important mark in my life to release my third record, so I'm really pleased with the way that it's turned out.
The first and the second albums, like, now that you got this third album that you quite like, the first and the second albums you just sort of disappointed with in retrospect?
Not disappointed with, but you know, it's like that whole, I mean, people always talk about how they love their babies equally.
We all know that's not true.
But I guess I've just learned a lot from the first two, and I like them, but I don't listen to them, whereas I would quite happily listen to this one.
Learned a lot, production, songwriting, all of the above?
All of the above, yeah. And about having some removal from it as well, by, like, the first two albums, for instance, where I was quite involved in the production side of things, and this time I just stepped right back, and Tim Guy produced the album, and so I asked him to do it, and he had a really beautiful vision for the record. I think he really understood what I wanted to achieve with it, so I just stepped back and let him do it, and as a result I've got this sort of sense of removal from it that makes me quite like it. I can listen to it without picking it apart.
Yeah, you've got quite a tasty live band put together to play these songs as well. Do they have any role in the record?
Yeah, they are a result of Tim's wonderful production as well. Being new to Auckland meant that I didn't have a really clear idea about who I wanted to use, but it was suddenly like a world of possibility it had opened up. Like, I could just, any musician I wanted from New Zealand music, I could have. So me and Tim sat down and we talked about which musicians might suit the project, and he really wanted to work with Jeff Maddock. And I'd never met Jeff before, but I obviously knew what he was capable of. So I was like, yep, okay, great. And then Diane Swan, I've worked with the Bads quite a bit, so I was quite keen to get her on board. So she does a whole lot of backing vocals. Chris O'Connor is an amazing drummer, so he came on board for percussion. And Matt Short is doing bass. So it's a really collaborative project. Everybody just came into the studio and said, this is how the song goes. What do you think we could add to it?
For a second there, when I was listening to the album, because I loaded it on my iPod and didn't have the liner notes or anything with me, I thought you had Nick Cave singing with you on one of these tracks. But that's Jeff, is it? There's the tune where you're both singing along together.
Oh, that one is actually Richie Setford.
Ah.
He was the singer in $1 Million, right. And his solo project is called Banner Man.
If you plan to stand still, would you move aside? If you can be locked down, God knows I have tried.
The recording of the album, how did you go about doing that? Where did you go?
It's recorded at the Lab, which is very conveniently located right by my house in Mount Eden, so that all worked out really well. As I say, when I moved up here, I really didn't know where I was going to record it. I didn't know who I was going to work with, and it just so happened that a lot of my friends had recorded at the Lab, and Tim really wanted to work there, so that's what we did, and it's a great space, and as I say, really well located for me. And yeah, it just all worked out so beautifully.
How long did it take you to do it? I mean, does it make a difference when you live near the studio and you can go home when you want to, or, you know?
Yeah, well,
how did that affect the process?
We did do quite long days in the studio because we wanted to do it all quickly. So we got together and we made a really clear plan and got everybody booked in for their roles on the record. And then we just did the whole thing in 2 weeks.
Nice.
So we spent long hours in there, and I did as much catering as I could for everybody. And we went through quite a few bottles of whiskey, but that's all very important in the process.
Yeah, food's big for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
you've had the cookbook tour, and there's another one based in on your tour through Europe coming out next year.
Yeah,
Tell
yeah.
Tell us a bit about that.
It's called The Cookbook Tour Europe. So the original book that I did was The Cookbook Tour Travels in New Zealand, Food and Music. It was a travel journal, a tour stories and collective recipes that I collected on tour. So I did the same thing in Europe.
How do you collect recipes on tour?
Well, I just asked everybody that I came across for recipes. So audience members writing on napkins.
So not food that you actually were sampling as you went.
Sometimes food I was sampling, yep. The kind of touring I do, I guess, stays is where I tend to stay with people a lot, stay on couches and get and make the most of people's generous hospitality. So part of that was collecting the recipes that they were making for me.
Now, you've released this on Maiden Records, where you also work. I understand you do work with Maiden Records for Maiden Records. How does that, tell us about that?
Maiden Records is my label.
It is your label?
Yeah.
Right.
I set that up about 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, just because I wanted to release my own music. And yeah, and doing it independently meant that I needed to start my own label, so that's what I did. And it's I've learned a lot as I've gone. I've released a few records from other people as well, but I'm probably going to get a little bit more into that now that I'm in Auckland.
The video for Careful, which is a really nice looking video, it's got Antonia Preble in it, and you know, that looks real good. Is that product placement, that phone in there?
No, it's not.
Wow. I think the company should pay you.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. What sort of phone is it?
Well, I'm not going to say. If they're not paying Flip, I'm not saying.
What sort of phone is it, Flip?
Well, this is the funny thing is that we just did that video on a complete shoestring, and I produced it. So we just didn't have the money or the resources, and I produced it all within about 2 days. And when I sat down with Antonia to talk about what she was going to be doing and what shots we'd need, we talked about getting some phone sponsorship for that shot. But I just didn't have time to organise it, so we just used her cell phone.
Right.
It was just her own mobile phone.
Nice and easy.
Yeah.
Look, so Careful is the single at the moment. And is that what you're going to play for us today?
Yeah.
Okay, then. It's described as Fleetwood Mac-esque. Was that intentional when you wrote it?
Not at all, but I couldn't be happier with that comparison. It's wonderful.
Wonderful. Look, it's so nice having you along here. Flip, we look forward to hearing more and more of the album over the coming months, but it's a beautiful album. And just the name, While I'm Awake, I'm at War, is that how it feels to you? Life?
Not always. I really like alliteration, and I think it is a melancholic album, so I think I wanted a title that would reflect that.
Fantastic. So here's Careful off Flip Crater's album, While I'm Awake, I'm at War.
Paris on me lonely, stroll in the streets, bottle in hand, sunk knee deep. And Paris saw me dance like a spinning top, guided by the lights with no plan to stop. Be careful how you lay your hands on me. I may not be as tough as I seem. Be careful what you say to me. Thank you.
Flip Grater with Careful, the new single off her album While I'm Awake, I'm at War. And that's our show for this week. If you'd like to hear anything that was in this show or previous shows, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Russell Brown.
And I've been Damien Christie. Thank you so much, New Zealand On Air.